Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, December 19th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Arvada Square Auto joins Relay Hill Auto family. Relay Hill Auto has acquired Arvada Square Auto, expanding its footprint across Metro Denver and strengthening its commitment to people-centered automotive care. Founded in 1984, Arvada Square Auto earned a loyal following for honest repairs and exceptional service. Under Relay Hill Auto, the shop will continue serving local residents with the same trusted technicians and transparent approach to maintenance and repair. CEO Shiju Thomas emphasized the importance of community and integrity in the acquisition, highlighting the focus on impact over size. The team celebrated Grady Ford's 20-year anniversary with Arvada Square Auto earlier in 2025, recognizing his dedication to customer service and expertise. Looking ahead, Relay Hill plans to renovate the property in 2026, aligning with their strategy of preserving local brands while enhancing service standards. With six shops in Denver, Lakewood, Westminster, and Arvada, Relay Hill Auto remains committed to community-driven, locally managed operations.
Matheson Manufacturing, Inc. highlights contract assembly capabilities for OEMs. Matheson Manufacturing, Inc., a U.S.-based contract manufacturer, highlights its contract assembly capabilities for OEMs. The company emphasizes tight tolerance manufacturing, structured project management, and consistent communication to support customers across multiple industries. By offering OEM contract assembly services under one roof, Matheson Manufacturing, Inc. helps clients streamline operations while maintaining quality and control. Projects often involve intricate electromechanical assemblies that require careful sequencing, documentation, and quality checks. The company's disciplined processes act as a safety net for OEMs managing demanding production requirements and variable supply chains. With a focus on communication, responsibility, and problem-solving, Matheson Manufacturing, Inc. positions contract assembly as a strategic tool for OEMs looking to improve long-term profitability.
Fairest creature Trinicerose wine disrupts Napa Cabernet hierarchy, securing number one spot in Robb Report. Top 50 of the 21st century. Fairest Creatures 2019 Trinicerose Cabernet Sauvignon has been named the greatest Napa Valley Cabernet of the 21st century by Robb Report, surpassing iconic producers. The wine, a blend from legendary winemakers, impressed with aromas of blue fruits, cocoa, and flavors of ripe fruits and spices. Fairest Creature, founded by Jason Hu in 2018, has quickly earned acclaim for its dedication and vision. The winery produces four wines from nine Napa vineyards, with each winemaker crafting a unique blend. For more information, visit fairestcreature.com or call 707-890-6880.
Dubai becomes the global headquarters of food trade as Gulf Food 2026 delivers 100% more scale, suppliers, business, and innovation. Dubai solidifies its position as the global headquarters of food trade with Gulf Food 2026, offering 100% more scale, suppliers, business, and innovation. With the global food and beverages market set to reach $11.37 trillion by 2030 and the MENA region experiencing rapid F&B growth, Dubai emerges as a key hub for the industry. Gulf Food 2026, featuring 8,500-plus exhibitors and 1.5-million-plus products from 195 countries, aims to transform Dubai into the global center of a connected food economy. The event will run across two mega-venues, Dubai World Trade Center and the Dubai Exhibition Center at Expo City Dubai, creating the largest F&B trade footprint ever assembled. New exhibiting nations like Ghana, Kazakhstan, and Qatar will join established pavilions to showcase the latest in food innovation. India, with its dynamic food production economy, will be the official country partner for Gulf Food 2026, further enhancing the event's global impact. Centrotherm International AG, changes to the supervisory board. In response to a new shareholder structure, Hans Hasso Kirsten and Dr. Jinan Jia have resigned from their positions on the supervisory board of Centrotherm International AG. The chairman, Robert M. Hartung, will remain on the board, with two new members to be appointed in January 2026. The new main shareholder, controlled by the Ardian Semiconductor Fund, will have two representatives on the board. Dr. Jinan Jia, associated with Centrotherm since 2006, and Hans Hasso Kirsten with the company since 2014, have both played crucial roles in the company's realignment. Centrotherm specializes in thermal production solutions and coating technologies, serving industries like semiconductor, microelectronics, photovoltaics, fiber, and battery production. Rock breaks, Numa Numa Resources Inc., making significant strides on key projects in Bougainville. Numa Numa Resources Inc. is making significant strides on key projects in Bougainville. The company is focused on developing mining projects in the autonomous region of Bougainville, with a strategic focus on its most prospective resources. One of their primary endeavors is the reconstruction of the Panguna mine, which was one of the world's largest copper and gold producers before being closed prematurely due to civil war. The Panguna mine project holds immense promise for the company, landowners, partners, and all Bougainvillians. Numa Numa is a mining and infrastructure development company headquartered in Bougainville with a focus on unlocking transformational opportunities in the region. To learn more about Numa Numa Resources Inc., visit their newsroom at heyibn.fm/numa.
Network news breaks, Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR. OTCQB LFLRF progresses toward near-term gold production in Quebec's Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian gold exploration and development company, is making progress towards the near-term restart of gold production at its Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. The company recently launched a confirmation drilling program at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Val-d'Or. Lafleur is strategically positioned for near-term gold production with fully permitted infrastructure in a premier mining camp. The company offers critical milling services to area gold miners, promising strong margins and immediate exposure to cash flow from permitted near-term production assets. Lafleur Minerals is focused on advancing district-scale gold projects with significant potential for long-term value. Investor news breaks, Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTQAG, UURAF, poised at center of Western rare earth supply chain strategy. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., received conditional approval for up to $36.3 million in funding from the Government of Canada to develop a rare earth processing facility in Kingston, Ontario. This investment aims to reduce Western reliance on China for rare earth processing. The funding includes up to $26 million from Natural Resources Canada and up to $10 million from FedDev Ontario. Ucore plans to establish a processing pathway for rare earth elements essential to magnet production and defense applications. The company's vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American RS supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska.
Global Tech, GLTK, closes acquisition of controlling stake in Moda in Pelé. Global Tech has closed the acquisition of a controlling stake in Moda in Pelé, a premium UK footwear brand. The transaction, which includes a 51% interest in 123 Investments Limited, aims to enhance Global Tech's revenue streams and expand its direct-to-consumer and e-commerce capabilities. The U.S.-based technology holding company plans to integrate its Thrivo AI platform into the Moda in Pelé ecosystem, strengthening its operational presence in the U.K. Consideration for the deal includes shares of Global Tech common stock and convertible Series A preferred stock, as detailed in a Form 8K filed on December 2, 2025.
AI news breaks, Spark AI Inc., OTIFF, bringing precision and advanced technology to complex missions. Spark AI Inc., featured in a recent article, that has developed a target acquisition system and autonomous navigation software for drones and robotics. The technology offers precision geolocation, terrain-based navigation, and zero detectable emissions. Designed for DDIL areas, the company's OverWatch interface combines targeting and navigation capabilities, providing real-time geolocation and AI-driven targeting. Spark AI's zero-signature technology delivers real-time detection, tracking, and behavioral insights without heavy sensors. The company aims to redefine drone intelligence globally with its scalable software platform.
The Dairy Alliance launches free grant writing support pilot to help dairy farmers. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, has launched a pilot program in partnership with LASSO to provide free grant consulting and grant writing support for eligible dairy farm projects. This program aims to help farmers secure public funding for equipment upgrades, infrastructure improvements, and energy projects without the burden of navigating complex grant applications. By offering end-to-end support, including identifying grant opportunities and managing post-award requirements, LASSO aims to help farmers focus on sustaining their family businesses and investing in the future. Dairy farmers interested in participating can contact the LASSO team or Mackenzie Panhens for more information on eligibility and how to get involved.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.